Oh, my name is Frederick Barnacle. I'm from Munich, Germany.
I'm Ulrike Seifert from Germany, Munich too.
My name is Elder Pereira, and I'm from Portugal, from Lolé.
My name is Erlindo Martins. I'm from Portugal, Lolé too.
I am Colette Fenken. I'm from Belgium, Saint-Nicolas.
And I am Harri Kinnunen from Oulu, Finland.
Okay, what do you think about the Erasmus project?
The Erasmus project is a very important part of European work between teachers and students because it brings together teachers and students from a lot of different countries. And this is very, very important to make sure that Europe has a bright future.
Why have you decided to take part in this project?
Why we wanted to follow up to these aims that my colleague just mentioned, and of course also to give our students the chance to go to other countries they would not normally go to, maybe because you cannot visit 28 European countries.
It's also a perfect way to escape from the classrooms, because some of our pupils have actually told us that they learn more in 1 week than they have learned in a couple of months in the classroom.
It's important for the students to speak English or to learn some words in other language.
And I think the students learn the social skills as well. So it's not only the school things, but also the after school things, because they visit families here, so they can see the local, how the local families are living here.
Definitely.
You talk about the students that they had the opportunities to come here, but what about you?
I think that is also true for all of us teachers. You cannot say more than that. We also need to learn. We need to know about other methods, other difficulties. Maybe other countries have different problems in education and also, of course, in their social political life. But it's very interesting to see. Sometimes we complain about our shortcomings at home, but then when we see that others have other problems, then we are a bit more modest maybe later on.
I think you get to know the students in a different way too, because when they're outside school, all of a sudden you discover skills that you didn't even know they had. So it is sometimes a real discovery, pleasant surprises.
And on the other end, it's not only about problems but also solutions. We are looking forward in time and looking for the school of the future, and it's being great here discussing different points of view.
The students thought that they want more technology in the school of the future, perfect school. What do you think about this?
Well, one of the main conclusions that we have come together during the week is, okay, technology is important, but you have to keep the human touch. And that was one of the main contributions from the Varna team.
Yeah, because the interaction between students and teachers will probably never be replaced by technology, not completely.
And you can't like turn back the time, so you have to get used to use the technology and the kind of like find out the positive things in that.
What does mean a smart environment in Indio School in 2030?
Smart environment means that we have a city we would love to live in, that the city offers, as my colleague said, solutions and not just questions and problems all the time. This is what we find out when we go to different places: the pollution, traffic, places you would not like to be in. And this has to change, because the young people want a world that is worth living in.
I think a smart city does not only give opportunities to the happy few, but to all the inhabitants. That's an important difference.
Oh, yeah.
As my colleague said, a smart environment means that is a place where we want to live, not where we want to survive.
And we had like Logan at the school sessions that you can't have like smart city without the smart people.
Yeah.
So that's why you need the education.
During your meetings in Varna, you were talking about the educational system. And what do you think about our, the Bulgarian educational system?
Listening to you and watching you, how you speak English or any other languages, how you interact with each other and with us, the newcomers, it's a great school system, because everything, I think these results are excellent, extraordinary. But of course, we haven't seen into the whole system yet, so we cannot really judge I wouldn't dare to make a final conclusion, but what we saw is outstanding. In addition to what my colleagues already said, I also think that it's not only important that you have so many beamers, PCs or tablets in a classroom. The human relationships and the teachers are important. I mean, the students and teachers.
I think even though you don't have so much technology, the interaction of the students of the first language school with other students and also the teachers, for me, it was beyond expectations.
Yeah, I think you may have an old system, but it depends a lot on the people that are involved, I would say. If you look at the teachers in other countries, in every country we have teachers that are not so good. That may be old. I think it's not a question of the age.
Yeah,
there may be old teachers, but they can still be good teachers, and the students can like them, and they make they're very interesting in what they're doing. But you will always have teachers that are not up to the task, because it's very demanding to teach young people, and it's very stressful, and it's at the same time it's a wonderful thing to do. And if I look at the students from Varna, they are just wonderful. I mean, they are very modern. So even if the school system is very old, you must have some fantastic teachers, and you are fantastic people, because I only see very European and modern children here, students. They are just fantastic. They could be wonderful students in any other European city too.
And technological gadgets are nice. They're very pleasant, but they're not so crucial for the learning process.
And I also think that there is no such thing as a perfect system. So we have been learning with each other.
Yeah.
In Portugal we have problems, in Finland they have problems, in Germany they have problems. So the idea here, the focus here, is to find new solutions, learning from each other and sharing our experiences.
Mm-hmm. Okay, at the end, what have you learned about Varna?
Good food everywhere.
Well, I personally have learned that in these last 25 years, there have been a lot of changes, and that it's a great place geographically and also in any other respect. And I'm sure I come back, and personally, I mean privately, for holidays maybe.
I didn't know Varna as a city, so I'm very impressed with the city and the sea. It's fantastic. Naval Academy, you have a Naval Academy, and it surprised me a lot. I would not ever expected that in here, so, and maybe I'll come back. At least I'll tell what I saw, so it's very important.
Varna gives a very open and relaxed impression. There's a relaxed atmosphere, and you feel that the city is still booming, or is still growing and developing.
And I have learned like the names of the local food, like sopska salata.
And also how to eat it.
Swadolet.